Check, check, 1, 2.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? We're talking to you. Welcome to the room. I'm assuming this must be Beth.
Hello?
Hi, Beth, can you hear me? We are here in the room, and we're just trying to get your audio connected. So I just wanted to check to see if you can hear me. Beth, are you able to hear me?
Yes, now I do.
Okay, great. Welcome to the room. We're just testing the audio right now. If you want to go ahead and just count backwards from 10 for me, please.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll go ahead and just put you on mute. We'll keep this call connected for now. And we'll go ahead and put you on mute. And once we kick off the meeting, we'll unmute you for your speaking part, and then we will mute you when you are done speaking. So just instant message your... Okay, actually, it'd probably be easier if you muted from your side, so that if you hit the little microphone button on your Skype, that'll mute, and then that way, then your audio. So we'll leave you up in the room, and then when you want to speak, you would just be able to unmute your microphone, and you'd be live in the room.
Great, thank you.
No problem, so thank you. Chuck, let me know as soon as that scribe session is done.
Excuse me, everyone. Hi. It's going to be, a smaller group, so we have a dialogue. If we can come a bit closer, that would make it physically much easier to do that, unless you really want to sit at the back of the room. If we can just come maybe closer to the front, and we can get a lot of to and fro. Thank you. And we'll be beginning in a few minutes. Thank you very much.
Beth, you should be able to hear us talking now. Can you confirm if you unmute your microphone on your Skype, you should be able to hear us and talk back?
Yes, I do hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good. We've just gone silent on this side, but we are here.
Okay, everyone, thank you for joining. We'll begin in a few minutes. As I said earlier before, if you could just move to the front, we'll try and get a dialogue going. That would be very helpful. So we'll begin in a few minutes, and thank you for those online for your patience.
This is a test for the scribes. You should be able to hear what I am saying. The scribes, we will begin shortly. We were a little delayed due to another meeting with the scribes, so we will be getting started here shortly. So thank you for your patience. I'm still waiting on the scribes to see if we have the live event, if they can hear my audio. If you can just let me know, Chuck, when the scribes can hear me talking, so I don't have to continue to drone on and on and on. We're good. Thank you. It looks like our scribes are online. If you are able to hear me, this is just an audio test. Thank you very much.
Okay, it looks like we're ready. And according to Alice, I'm driving. So there we go. So I just want to acknowledge Alice's incredible work on the strategy panels themselves and keeping everything orchestrated and moving forward and coordinated and just really running with the program. I just want to really publicly acknowledge that. So Alice, thank you. You could just... There's a lot of projects going on, so it's very much appreciated. So this session is going to be on the ICANN strategy panels and the planning process. And I'll do a quick introduction of where we are with the strategic planning process and schedule, and then actually turn it over to the chairs of the panels to go through their outcomes, their thoughts, and to open that up for questions and answers. Unfortunately, I have a meeting that had been scheduled at 4 o'clock, so I will step out a few minutes before that. But Pindar has been kind enough to offer to handle the closing of the session, so with thanks and apologies about the last-minute schedule. So let's see. Of course, I have to figure out what direction to point it to. No, maybe not.
Should I try clicking here?
No. Maybe. Is that... Sorry about this. Good? Okay. So just a quick run through on the agenda. I'll talk about this for just a few minutes, and then I'll give some time back to the different strategy panels. The first one will be on identifier technology innovation. The second will be on public responsibility framework. The third on ICANN multi-stakeholder innovation, and then the fourth on ICANN's role in the internet governance ecosystem. And I just wanted to thank Beth Novak and her team. I realize it's an odd hour of the day for her to be conferencing into this, so thank you for the remote participation on that. So we'll go to the strategic plan. Okay, we're having a little bit of an issue here. Okay. Yeah, that page. But so it's not going to work with this thing.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, so the strategic planning process was, the dialogue for that was begun during the ICANN meeting in Beijing, and there's been an iteration of input into that process. And we're now in the next phase of it. It's very much focused on vision, mission, and then has focus areas. And that planning process has been collaborative and has been engaging the community. The objective really with this iteration of the strategic planning process is that we really capture what we need for moving forward in a very cohesive and constructive way, which can then be built upon. So we're looking at the 5 years for fiscal year 2016 through 2020. So let's see here. Okay, there we go. So the process, sorry, this is just really a little difficult. Okay, here we go. So the process and the schedule, just to, so everybody has that. Some feedback and a little...
Some feedback.
Okay, let's try this again. How's that working? I think we could make a good comedy show here. Okay, so we've had some feedback around the strategy panels and the timing in the context of the strategic planning process. And I just want to reiterate here that the strategy panels themselves, as they were put into place at the ICANN meeting in Durban and announced, and then their work began in the fall, were really focused on areas that had been identified in the initial strategic planning phasing at the start, that were themes that were coming up from community dialogues and seemed to be ones that could warrant a little bit more discussion. And as those strategy panels were put into place, also a realization that they could be very important for informing the strategic planning process. So the public comment period on the strategy panel reports, which you'll get the opportunity to hear from the respective chairs and have questions and dialogue, obviously with them, are now out for the public input and community input and dialogue through the 30th of April, 2014, obviously. And the public comment period for the draft strategic plan will then be from April through May. And the timing of this is such to ensure that the input that's received from the dialogues around the strategy panels can very well be captured on areas where it feels the community might feel that it helps inform the strategic planning process, that can then be captured during that phase, the April through May 2014 period. The finalization of the strategic plan, again, will be out for public comment and input in the period of June, and then the review and approval of the final strategic plan by the board in June 2014. So that just captures a little bit of the process area. On the strategy panel's outcomes and their work, I think that there's many new, fresh ideas. There's also many ideas that have been iterations of community dialogues that we've heard in different places. So I think it's a very useful way to sort of continue these dialogues on the thematic areas that they were focused on and help us think a little bit further about ideas, new initiatives we might want to take, how the organization might evolve, or where people want to try different areas and test them out. But again, they're out for comment at this period, and I certainly look forward to hearing from the panel chairs on first their observations and recommendations, but also then the dialogue with the community here, which is a wonderful opportunity. So not to take any more time, let me hand it over right away to Paul Mukhapetras, who is very kind to chair the strategy panel on identifier technology innovation, and I think had some very useful and interesting findings out of that. So, Paul. And I wish you luck with that.
Well, Teresa, I'll wrap up.
Yes,
oh, you'll
wrap up. I did.
So, is it these two?
No, it's apparently this one. That's backwards and that's forward.
Oh, okay. Apparently not. Oh, there we go. Just a little bit of a lag. Hi, I'm Paul Mukhapetras, and the panel that I chaired was dealing with identifier technology innovation. The name of the panel might sound a little bit awkward, but what we wanted to do was to try and be broader than just talking about the DNS, because there's a wide variety of identifiers out there, and they all have interrelationships. That